What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock tonight here on this Thursday night as we kick off the NFL season. The NFL kickoff as the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs host the Houston Texans in Kansas City tonight to kick off the 2020 NFL campaign. It is weird. It is very different than what we are accustomed to. Again, everything that has been going on is all new to us. It's our new norm until things get back to normal, if they ever do. We have no idea, but let's all hope that they do. So we have a lot to get into as the game kicks off later on tonight. Some NBA basketball also in play this evening. The Phillies start off a 7-game series with the Miami Marlins, all in Miami, to make up some games from the start of the year with COVID knocking those two teams down. And we have to get to, of course, the latest with some Sixers conversation as we go along, plus the latest from Zach Ertz and Jason Peters, as well as we got some news from Jason Peters moving from right guard back over to left tackle. And Zach Ertz spoke to the assembled media today as we are nearing now, 3 days until the start of the Eagles season on Sunday, taking on the Washington football team. But yes, again, Kansas City and Houston kick things off tonight in the NFL. We are with you until 10 o'clock following Cousins Corner, as we do every Thursday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Special guest at 8 o'clock, we will have Barrett Brooks from NBC Sports Philadelphia, the pregame show and the postgame coverage on NBC Sports Philly. So we'll talk to Barrett about the Philadelphia Eagles as we, again, are now 3 days away from the start of the Eagles football season. We'll speak to him about the offensive line and where they are right now, the weird nature of how things have played out with Jason Peters moving from right back to left, and just getting an idea of what this team is going to be, what we're going to see when the season gets started for them on Sunday in Washington at 1 o'clock kickoff. And that, again, on 1 o'clock, we start at 10 with the pregame show, Brian Westbrook, and a special guest with us on Sunday. So don't forget about that. Parks Casino, where Anthony just ended his Cousins Corner show. We will be there from 10 to 1. Actually, I start at 9 on Sunday. A little programming note. I start at 9 on Sunday, 9 to 1, 10 o'clock. We start off the pregame show. So I have the pregame show on Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on The Fanatic. Get you set for some football. But we have football tonight. But hey, before we get to that, we need to talk about your team. And I see we already have phone calls. We want to talk about the NFL in general and the Eagles as well. So look, let's just get right to it. What we like to do every football season, since I've been able to be on the air with you guys consistently during this time slot, like 4 years ago now, being in this chair, having the opportunity to speak to you about the Eagles and the season as they get underway. The football season officially begins tonight. The Eagles start on Sunday. But what we like to do before every season is gauge how you feel. Forget about the negatives, about anything with the team. Tomorrow, we'll do the predictions. We already put that on the table. Tomorrow, we will do the predictions. We have the draft line show with Jamie Lynch starting at 6 o'clock. He and I will get you ready for the betting season of the football NFL season kicking off on Sunday. We can't do it tonight, of course, but for everything else on Sunday, we'll get you that. Some NBA basketball, Major League Baseball, NHL, all of it. College football, we'll have that for you. So tonight, we wanted to, like we do, ask you for your keys to the season. Right? Keys to the season. I hear a lot of, why are people so negative? Why are we not focused on looking at the positive of the Eagles season? The things that are going to be working out well for them instead of the negative things that are going to take place once the season gets underway. So when we do that, not that I'm a negative person, but I mean, in this nature of the business, you talk about the good and the bad, and there has been a lot of good, there have been a lot of bad. So we mix all of those things up. Where we wanted to start with you tonight is this. Like we always do, we want to know, number one, where are you going to get offensively your player that needs to step up the most? The player that needs to, that you want to highlight on the offensive side of the football, that's really going to be big time for the Birds this season. It could be a sleeper. It could be someone that's very obvious that you like as a player and what they are going to do for the football team, and then also explain why. And when you switch to the other side, who is going to be that key player for the defensive side of the football as well? Every time we do this, we have a lot of fun. We get a lot of different answers as to who is going to be the key player for you as an individual to be impactful for this football team, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. We ask for one of each. Oftentimes we get two and then maybe three. And you know me, while I ask for one of each from the offensive side and the football side, I mean the defensive side, I'm like, all right, I can't tell you no. I can't turn you down. I appreciate you calling in. So go ahead with your two, three names and let's have the conversation as to why. So don't call in and just say John Hightower as my key to the offense this season and then hang up. When you call in to talk about why John Hightower is your isolated player to be that guy for the Eagles offense, I need to know why John Hightower is your choice. Why Quez Watkins will be a key component to the Eagles offense and why he's going to thrive on the offensive side with his speed for the Philadelphia Eagles. So let's have some fun tonight. As we get ready for the start of the NFL season tonight, let's do that. Let's look at things positively as to them winning. And in order for them to do so, player X has to be a key component, a key contributor, the key contributor to the success of the team this year. All right, so let's do that as we start things off. 610-632-0975. Always have a blast doing this where we get so many different names. And again, I understand that this is a little bit different where we have not seen the team as of yet because of COVID, because of the fact that they changed the CBA a little bit, no preseason. So we get the start of the regular season and we get things rolling that way. But I think in this particular year, with us not having seen anything and keeping the tally of the names that will come in, and we will write them down, we will jot them down. You can, if you hear somebody say John Hightower and you wanted to say John Hightower, say it again. We're going to keep tabs. You might have a different reason as to why you're choosing John Hightower versus Chuck in the Northeast on this particular night, right? For this particular season. So that's what we're going to start off with. I'll give you mine. Tyler Zuli will give his keys to the season as well as far as the offenses and defensive players. And when you call in, with the NFL starting tonight, Thursday Night Football, first game of the season, Houston Texans, Kansas City Chiefs, we want to know your Super Bowl prediction. Tomorrow we'll get the Eagles prediction. We'll get the NFC prediction overall. But tonight, right, you'll kind of give us that anyway when we ask for the NFC, who you believe will come out of the conference. But I want to know who you feel will be the representative in the NFC and the AFC in the Super Bowl this year and what it's going to look like. Will you say the Philadelphia Eagles? Will you have enough guts to say the Philadelphia Eagles will be representing the NFC once again in the Super Bowl? I wonder. I'm very curious as to who you decide will be playing, let's say, those Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl from the NFC. Will it be the Philadelphia Eagles? Could it be the Green Bay Packers? Could it be the Seattle Seahawks? I don't know. I have no idea. No idea where you're going to lean. I don't know, because if you speak to many people, the simple thing is this. The NFC is wide open. There's no clear cut representative for the Super Bowl. No clear cut. While you might look at the AFC and say, oh, for sure, it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. Others might say, no, don't get ahead of yourself. That Baltimore Ravens team is pretty darn good. So you might want to pay attention to that squad. So that's where we're going to start tonight with the start of the NFL season kicking off this evening between the Chiefs and the Texans. Eagles on Sunday, our annual MVP show. Your MVP for the offensive side, your MVP for the defensive side. Where do you stand? Who's going to be the most important player on both sides of the football for the Philadelphia Eagles? Our numbers, 610-632-0975. Again, 610-632-0975. We're going to come to the phones quickly because I know we're going to have a lot of phone calls on this one to give where you are. Because sometimes you might have a bust-out player, one that really stands out versus the other that you might look at and say, nah, that guy, you know, that guy's not, that's not going to be it. It's going to be this player. It's going to be this one, not the one that Ike said in Burlington. No, it's going to be this player for me. That's where we're going. And when you call in, your Super Bowl matchup and your winner in that game as well. Again, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And before we get to the phones to start off, 610-632-0975. Before I give mine, okay? Before I give mine, and we'll get to the latest with Zach Ertz. We'll get to the latest with Jason Peters and the how things played out with him moving from the right guard back to the left tackle spot. I think most people predicted that if it didn't happen in week one, by week two, he would look at it and be like, all right, we need to go over there. But there were some things that kind of pushed him back over to the left side, and hey, it should have been done anyway. Before we do that, we welcome in, and as always, good evening, Tyler Zuli. We want to get yours first because we're going to have a busy night. Barrett Brooks at 8 o'clock from NBC Sports Philly. We have other things to get into later on, so I want to get yours early, get it in often, and ask you who your offensive and defensive keys will be to the success of the Birds this season.
Devon, good evening. We are back. We have NFL football today.
Yes.
We didn't think I shouldn't say we didn't think, but we weren't sure if we were going to make it to this point.
At least on opening night.
This is beautiful.
On opening night.
Countdown timers on the TV.
Is it?
Awesome. All right, it's fantastic.
Cool. All right.
To answer your question, I think the offensive side of the ball is probably pretty obvious. I don't think that this team goes anywhere without an MVP-type performance from Carson Wentz this season.
Okay.
It's simple, it's straightforward, it's to the point, it's probably a little bit of a cop-out.
No, I'll leave it open, I won't exclude him.
You have to go with the quarterback because of the fact that, yes, they've improved on their skill positions, I believe. They've also, I think, depreciated at the offensive line position. So I think those two even out. You're going to need another big year from Carson Wentz if they're going to make the playoffs again. On the defensive side of things,
yep,
that's where I kind of go a little bit off the grid,
mm-hmm,
because you could say anybody in that front four. You could say Darius Slay because he's the new addition. I'm going to go with somebody I think they're going to need to get big productivity out of. It's a necessity more than a want, and it's going to be Nate Gary. And the reason that I say that is because of the fact that they don't have a linebacker in this on this roster that I trust. He's probably it. So in order to get a linebacker to play well, I know they're only going to use a lot of two linebacker sets.
Yeah.
One of them's going to have to step up and make big plays. I'm going to go with Nate Gary. I think that he's my guy. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be, you know, defensive player of the year or anything like that, but in order to get something to happen from your linebacking core, I think he's got to be it.
Ah, Nate Gary. Look at that. A bust out Nate Gary right away to be the most important piece for Tyler Zuli. In order for this team to have success in this 2020 campaign, that's what we're asking. It's very easy. We're going all positive tonight when it comes to the Birds. You know, we can have these negative conversations because, hey, like me, I think they're going to be 9-7 right now, and that's where I am. I have the right to change my mind because, hey, they could be much better than I think. The defense could be way ahead of the offense, and with the unknown of these other teams out there as well. The Rams have to travel across country to come here in week number two. All of these things, right? They can go 5-0 for all we know. And then, oh, well, wait a minute. Next thing I know, they're 11-5 for the end of the season. Hey, we're all positive tonight. Let's see what happens. Let's see where we go with this football team. Your keys on the offensive and defensive sides for the Philadelphia Eagles to have success in this 2020 season that starts in Washington on Sunday at 1 o'clock. 610-632-0975. And once again, I need your Super Bowl prediction, the two teams, and the winner. That's all I ask. All right? All right. It's very easy. We go until 10 tonight. Barrett Brooks at 8 o'clock to join us from NBC Sports Philadelphia to give us an update on how he feels about this team this year and what's going on. And we need to find out what they're doing in that studio for the pre- and post-game show also. Let's go to Mitch in Phoenix to start things off for us on this night. Let's go to Mitch right now, tipping us off on this Thursday night. What's up, Mitch?
Dude, that was a 20-minute intro. You have to shorten it up.
Nope. Wade. Nope. Nope. That's how I do it. And that's how it works.
I would say no.
Hey, what's up, Mitch?
Super props to Kyle Lowry. You know, born and raised in Philly, went to Villanova. What a player.
Yeah, 51 minutes, I believe it was, last night. Maybe I'm off, 33 points. They get the win. They force a game seven. That was a great game last night.
Yeah, and when you see guard play from real teams with real ideas of how to win a championship, you know how back, way back, the Sixers are compared to what you saw last night.
I hear you, man.
Hey, who do you like tonight in the game?
I think I lean Kansas City in this one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my pick for the Super Bowl, and we're way early, but you know, I know you guys like picks and predictions and whatever. I'm going with Kansas City, not only to be in the Super Bowl, but to repeat. And I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens to give them a run for their money.
I like that. I like the Ravens team. I like what they did in the offseason. I like what they did in the draft. I look at the Earl Thomas thing that gives me a side eye, but for whatever reason, it did not work there with him and that team. So, you know, with him being out of there, it hurts the safety position. But, hey, their defense is their defense. They've been good for years. And even though you lose that type of player, I think they pick right back up where they were and have a successful season. So that's going to be a good one.
And for the NFC, I know you're not going to like this pick. No, it's not the Dallas Cowboys. It's the New Orleans Saints.
Well, you know what, Mitch? New Orleans, that would be interesting because Drew Brees has lost a little bit on his touch, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. That's all we're doing to start things off, get the keys to the season offensively and defensively for the Birds and your Super Bowl prediction. He goes with the Saints and the Chiefs there to start things off with Mitch. So I don't think the Saints will do it, but, hey, why not? It is Drew Brees. Michael Thomas is tough. They have a great rotation with the running backs, their defense. Marshawn Lattimore is tremendous. Malcolm Jenkins back out there. He can still play. People were upset that he left here in Philadelphia. So we'll see how it all goes out there with the New Orleans Saints. I will give mine in a little bit. I don't think the Saints will be the representative for the NFC. 610-632-0975. Mark in Philly checking in with us here tonight. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to, you want me to do the Super Bowl first or the offensive, the defensive things that we need for the Eagles?
Start with the Birds.
Okay. With the Birds, I think offensively, I'm going to give it to DeSean Jackson because we got a lot of new talent running as far as the receivers. So if DeSean stays healthy and he shows them how to do it, I don't think we've had anybody last year who could actually stretch the field. And so they were able to stack the line. And we weren't really a threat. If he stretches the field, I think, Zach Ertz, Goddard, everybody's going to be more available, and it's going to really shake things up.
No, and you're right, man. If he can stay out there, and that's always the thing, if he can stay out there, it's a shame that we have to start with that, but that is the case. If he stays out there and is able to give them at least 14 games, Mark, I know it's asking a lot, maybe even at least, right, 13, I mean, at least 13 games, then he can do so much, man. His speed is still there. They said he was still doing things against Darius Slay that we're just accustomed to DeSean Jackson doing, just taking that defense down the field and making them guard and defend them with two people. So if he can do that, it'll open up so many different things underneath for this team.
Absolutely. And with his IQ and his experience, I think he can teach these young boys exactly how to do it.
Yeah, and we know number one, that the first round pick, and teaching him how to make sure, look, the speed is there, so you can't teach the speed, but learning how to just simply add to what he already knows of how to create that separation, not only with the speed, but also just off the line of scrimmage with these faster DBs, the physicality that he's going to face coming off the line of scrimmage. I agree with you 100%.
Amen. All right.
And real quick, defensive side, who do you have? Give me one.
I'm going to go with Fletcher Cox, because if he can teach the young guys also, show them how to do it, if he keeps that pressure up, that's going to open things up for the other guys to go there and get some, you know, sacks and definitely keep the quarterbacks, like, off the rhythm. And once we do that, you know, then over time, the way Doug Peterson always refreshes the line and keeps the steady pressure, I think we're going to be always the third and fourth quarter disrupting these people like crazy.
All right.
Year.
I love it, man. I love it. Give us on your way out, man, the Super Bowl prediction that you were talking about.
I believe the student teaches the teacher. I believe Doug Peterson, ooh, with his great tenacity, gets us to the Super Bowl, because we were there 2 years ago. And even when we were beat up, he got us there with the practice squad last year. We got us to win the division. So I believe Doug Peterson's creativity is going to get there. And, of course, we're going to have to face Andy Reid. And I think the student is going to teach the teacher how to adjust and how to make it happen in the Super Bowl. And Eagles all the way.
Wow, look at that. Well, look, I love the optimism, Mark. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Guys, that's all we're doing. We're keeping it simple tonight. We're asking for the keys to the side, east side of the football in terms of the players. Offensively and defensively, who do you have as the standout players for you that need to really up their games this season in order for this team, like Mark just said, to get to the Super Bowl and play the Kansas City Chiefs for him? 610-632-0975. Guys on hold. We got you as soon as we get back. We keep this going. 610-632-0975 plus your Super Bowl predictions right here until 10 on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens on 97.5 the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
731 97.5 The Fanatic on this Thursday night. 610-632-0975. Your keys to the offensive and defensive side of the football for the Philadelphia Eagles. All positive stuff tonight. Let's have at it. 610-632-0975 as we focus on who is going to step up for you. Individually, who do you feel needs to step up for the Birds on each side to have a successful 2020 season? 610-632-0975 and your Super Bowl predictions for the year as well. All right, let's do it. Kyle in Doylestown has been waiting. Let's get to Kyle next here on the Fanatic. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, Devon, how you doing, man?
Doing well, thank you.
Awesome. I appreciate the positivity, and that was a great intro. I just wonder why Mitch got on first and just killed all the buzz so quick.
I don't know. You know.
I know. It's all good.
It's all good.
But no, I got an obscure offensive side of the ball that I think is going to need to step up to give us that 2017 magic we had. And it's J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Ooh.
So I think that when they drafted him, they were trying to replace Alshon Jeffery, a big body, go up and get it, red zone target. And if he can be anything what we thought he would be when we drafted him, I think that's going to be a big weapon, because we used a deep down the field, go up and get it, just chuck it up and let someone make a play a lot in 2017, and Alshon made all those catches.
Right, and so he played 16 games last year, Kyle. He had 10 catches for 169 yards and one touchdown.
That was, and we all thought he had the hype, because in that preseason game he had that same stat line in about three quarters.
Exactly.
So if we can get somewhat of that consistency, if he can get 3 to 4 grabs a game, average 50 to 60 yards, and have a couple of those breakout games and maybe 6 to 9 touchdowns, I think that would be a huge boost for Carson to be able to just look downfield, throw it up in the air, and know his guy's going to go come down with it.
I love that one, man. I really appreciate you putting that one out there because we can go very easy every time, right? We can pick out the easy ones and say, Tyler went Carson Wentz, and he should, because Carson Wentz should be that MVP type of player. But that also, you're absolutely right. You need so much from him just to show a pulse. You know what I mean? To show a pulse
out
there.
Just a little bit of something. On the defensive side, I think the biggest loss this year was obviously Malcolm Jenkins, not only for his production on the field, but his leadership.
Oh, Kyle.
And he made so many plays last year that were just saving, that were basically game-saving or touchdown-saving or drive-saving, that I need Jalen Mills to really step up and do something big. And I would have really liked, instead of having – I love Rodney. Don't get me wrong. I love Rodney. But I would have loved to see Jalen with that captain patch on his chest to solidify that and – takes my confidence back a little bit. He didn't get to see on his jersey, but Rodney can do it too. But I think Jalen stepping up in that position and changing positions to do so is going to be very crucial this year. And if he can keep our defense together, because we're based off of our front four and our back seven.
Yeah.
We don't really care about our middle two or three. So that's a staple that we need, that he's got to step up and he's got to be Malcolm Jenkins 2.0, and hopefully he can do so.
Great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. Kyle, on your way out, your Super Bowl prediction, who is it?
Philadelphia Eagles versus absolutely anybody. We're winning our second Super Bowl. Come on, Eagles!
You got it, man. Appreciate it, Kyle. 610-632-0975. I love that phone call there from Kyle because he put it out there as two really good ones, right? Not going easy and saying Fletcher Cox and Carson Wentz. He went difficult there, where he went J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and exactly what we asked, to give a reason why. And he explained exactly why. He was supposed to be the next Alshon Jeffrey. That's what he was selected for out of Stanford. Really did not give them anything. Not calling him a bust. Already people giving him the bust label. It's too early for that. It was 1 year, okay? One season. Let's relax on that one and give him an opportunity to go out there and actually show something. They saw something from him early on, the beat reporters, I'm saying, even the team, where they kept telling us, yo, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside looks really good. Then we had an opportunity to see the preseason games, and here he is catching 8 footballs, and we understand that they were against guys who were going to be practice squad players and Canadian Football League type of players at the end of the day, but he did it and we bought into it. He lost his confidence early. And I think it was the Lions game where he dropped it at the goal line where Carson Wentz went deep to him and he didn't really adjust to the football properly. He did finally locate it, put his hands on it, but he did not come down with it. And then later on, as the season went on, he just did not seem to have it. So I like the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And key to the success for the defense will, in fact, be Jalen Mills. Okay? It will be Jalen Mills for a lot of people. Malcolm Jenkins is no longer here. He may have lost a step, but what he didn't forget he didn't forget where to be. He knew where he was supposed to be. Yes, sometimes he was going to be taken advantage of because, again, he lost a step and speed is all over the place for these offenses. He was not going to be it every time. He was not going to be in the right place every single time that he was out there on the field. But it's a big loss. Until we see how they replace him, there will be questions from a lot of people. That's just a fact. Okay? So, I like the Jalen Mills thing. So far, all that's been said is he looks good. He looks good. Let's see what he does when he lines up on Sunday against Washington. 610-632-0975. And Kyle went with the Eagles against anybody in the AFC because the Birds are going back to the Super Bowl, second Super Bowl in the last couple of years. Troy on Doylestown. We stay in Doylestown. Let's see what Troy has to say here on the Fanatic. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Not much. I'm feeling optimistic for this year. I got to be honest. At the same time, I'm going to be realistic.
the key to success is not going to come down to one player. It's going to come down to the health, and that is strictly on the health staff. I mean, say what you will about Chip Kelly, but no one, rarely anyone got injured under his nutrition and workout scheme. So I think the Birds are deep enough that they can compete with anyone if they're healthy.
Well, that's the key for everyone, to stay healthy throughout the season, Troy. That's always the goal for any football team, any basketball team, hockey team, baseball team. That's always the goal. And you're right. The bug hits the Eagles, it seems, quite often when the season gets underway. So I am with you, man. If healthy, they can be good. Yeah, sort of a sleeper, because so many people, myself included, do look at the Dallas Cowboys and say, that offense is darn good. So if we feel the defense is good on the Eagles side of the football, there's no reason to believe that not only can they defend the Dallas Cowboys, but they can defend other explosive offenses in the NFL as well. Up front, they have to be stout. They have to be strong and consistent. They need extra things from the edge. I think you guys know where I'm going to go on the defensive side of the football, because they need a nice a big season from him. And
they need Slay to play like a number one corner.
Well, I think he would do that. I don't think he forgot how to do that.
Let's hope so, because he's been a thorn in our side for the past few years.
Yep, and that's why I'm glad they went out there and got him. He got out of there. So he's here now. Let's see it happen. So,
Absolutely. Listen,
man, I hope that is the case, Troy. What you got? What else you got?
Honestly, I see the writing on the wall for Carson Wentz. You know, Jalen Hurts isn't just an insurance policy. He is a well-rounded four-year starter, and I think this year will be a make or break for Wentz if everyone's healthy. If he has all of the weapons available, then we can truly see what he can do. But I wouldn't be surprised in another year or two, once Wentz's contract runs out, or a few more years, if they don't re-sign him. And Hurts has developed to that point, so it'll be interesting to see. Having said that, I totally see the Colts making it out of the AFC.
Ooh, I like that pick.
I know that's a dark horse, but Frank Reich has done incredible things since he's gotten there. They've been a playoff team every year. Our offense has looked stagnant since he's left. I think that they're going to surprise a lot of people. Their defense has been fortified, and Phillip Rivers now, I think he'll slip right in. I mean,
you think he still has something in him? You think it was more the LA thing where the age showed a little bit, he regressed. Do you think that's more of it for Phillip Rivers, or do you just flat out believe that he can still play?
Look who he has around him. He's got a dynamite cast. Frank Reich made Nick Foles a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah,
not discrediting Nick. He's a good player, but he was.
Excellent. No, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
So,
okay.
I think they're going to surprise a lot of people.
All right, so the Colts and who in the Super Bowl?
Pains me to say it, but I do think the Saints are due. They've been close. They've been clawing their way. They had the Minneapolis miracle. Although they wouldn't have gotten by us that year, so.
All right, Saints. They would not have. No, due. No. The same thing would have happened once they got here. That happened to the Minnesota Vikings. It just, it was
one
what
of my
it was.
Games of all time.
It was what it was. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, Troy. 610-632-0975. He's high on the Colts, but you know what? People were high on the Colts last year, and they were good, but when it came down to it, they weren't good enough. And for them to come back with Phillip Rivers. Tyler, you gave the thumbs down immediately when that was mentioned by Troy. And I know a lot of people feel the same way as you, that Phillip Rivers just doesn't have it anymore like he used to. Listen, he's been in the league for a long time. Eli just retired. Eli Manning. That was the same draft for those two. And they've been playing since year one and two for those guys. Since year two for both of them? They stepped on the field? I think it was year two. Because Drew Brees did play the first year. They got rid of him because he was a restricted free agent and all of that. No, he was a free agent. All of that stuff that happened. But anyway, they've been playing for a long, long time. And Phillip Rivers, he's got some talent there, though. And he has here's what's key. Here's what's key, and I know you. They have a great offensive line.
Oh, tremendous.
A great offensive line.
One of the best in football.
Yes.
Here's the problem.
And that's why you play Quentin Nelson like a quarterback, because he's the man.
Yes. Here's the problem with the Colts for me.
Yeah.
It's not enough to say that Phillip Rivers' skill set has diminished. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to see teams, I think, that have quarterbacks whose skill sets have diminished make the playoffs. The Saints have been a common talking point tonight. Drew Brees' skill set has diminished. They're still probably going to make the playoffs. The same could be said for Tom Brady and the Bucks. I think that his skill set has diminished because he's 43 years old, but they're still probably going to make the playoffs. Phillip Rivers' skill set hasn't just diminished. Phillip Rivers' skill set has gotten to the point where he cost the Chargers games last year.
Right.
And I don't believe that that's going to get much better with Indianapolis.
But do you feel like the coaching, number one, is better? The supporting cast is a little bit better out there?
Oh, no. I think Anthony Lynn's a better coach than Frank Reich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I guess just T.Y. Hilton and Keenan Allen, totally different. I like Keenan Allen more than I like T.Y. Hilton, even though I like T.Y. Hilton. And the running back situation, they had Melvin Gordon.
Kind of similar, because I think it's
going
to be a combination.
Yeah, Mack and Taylor. And, again, the offensive line is tremendous. So if they can devise certain things for him and simply just pound it into his head, no turnovers, then maybe they will be okay. 610-632-0975. Back to the phones. We head to King of Prussia with Matt next on the Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good. So listen, I got two obscure picks for the Eagles and then my Super Bowl.
Love it.
I like the JJ pick. I was thinking of that, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not a JJ fan. To me, the guy that's impressed me, I'm a big college football fan, so I think Hightower needs to have a rookie season like Deshaun did, like DJ Metcalf did last year for Seattle. He could be the replacement to Alshon, and he could be a guy that five games into the season, teams have to start moving over to his side, which will free up Deshaun on the other side, right? Which will free up our tight ends. I think a blowout rookie season is what is needed here to just spark this offense, right? Like, nobody's picking this guy to do anything. He's got the speed, he's got the size, he's got the hands. JT doesn't have the speed. That's why I don't think he does anything in this offense. He's not a route runner, he doesn't have the speed. Hightower is a route runner. And he has the speed, and the fact that he's a rookie, no one's going to pay attention to him. So if he can come out of the gates flying and have a great season, that could be a spark that we need. From the defensive side, it's got to be Maddox, right? Because people are going to stay away from Slay.
Love it.
And Maddox is not going to get the help from the safety position because that's going to be Jalen's side, right? And Jalen's going to be in the box a lot of times. So Maddox has got to have a Pro Bowl season. He's got to be the guy to get put on his own island and say, here you go, dude, you're on your own. You know, we need you to pick up the other side because 80% of the time you're going to be covering the best receiver on the other team. And I think it's just the way it's going to play out. And then honestly, it just comes down to my biggest thing is Doug. I think Doug just needs to be a better play caller than he's been the last two seasons. If he keeps being predictive like he's been the last two seasons, we're another 9-17. So that's just my feeling on the Birds, but I think they have the talent. I think they have everything they need. I think this year it's straight coaching. I think there's no excuse for Schwartz anymore, right? He's got a great front four. He's got cornerbacks now that can cover, safeties that can tackle. There's no reason why he can't use a better blitz package, especially if we're going to do more nickel. He's got to do more blitz packaging with that nickel package. And then again, on the offensive side, there's no reason why Doug just can't open it up. We've got tons of speed on the offense. You got to open it up. You got to be less predictive. And that's my feeling on the Birds this year.
Hey, man. I mean, listen, I like both of those, and I'll address them. But on your way out, Matt, can you give us your Super Bowl prediction?
So my Super Bowl predictions, I honestly believe San Fran's going to go back from the NFC. I think they're hungry, and I think that they want to go back. My AFC team, it's a long shot, but I think Buffalo, they had a great defense last year. The piece that was missing was they had no offensive firepower, and that showed up in their game against Houston in the playoffs. You add Diggs to that team, their running back's no longer a rookie, their offensive line's a little more well-rounded. I think Buffalo, if that defense plays like they played last year, could easily make their way into the Super Bowl, and it'd just be a slobber knocker of a Super Bowl with two great defenses.
Man, you got a lot of faith in Josh Allen there to make sure he doesn't make those same mistakes. But maybe he learned from what happened in the playoffs last playoff for the Buffalo Bills when they had a chance against those Colts, man. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
You got it, man. I like that. I like that. Going out on a limb a little bit. Now, the San Francisco part, I do agree. Just to give you mine, I'll give you mine. San Francisco and Kansas City, I think it's going to be the same thing again. They're that good, both teams on both sides. The defense is phenomenal again with San Francisco. Again, just if they can go out there and remain hungry and understand what they let up from last year, it was a tough go. Kansas City was that good, but many people felt San Francisco was the team that was slowed the Chiefs down, and ultimately the Chiefs came out on top. Ultimately, they came out on top. It was a good game. And I just think the Chiefs, again, offensively in the league, where that's exactly what it's about. We know defense wins championships. Well, the championship is not until February. The games before then, no doubt about it. The games before then, offense. Offense. The Chiefs have a phenomenal offense. 610-632-0975. So I have the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl this year. D in Uptown, what's up, D?
Hey, what's going on, yeah?
What's going on, man?
Not much. All right, so I wanted to talk about my two impact people, offense for the Eagles. Offense for me, and I'm shy, I don't think nobody said it yet. To me, it's not going to be a player. I think it's going to be a coach.
Okay.
I think you're looking at Aaron Moorhead, the new wide receiver coach.
Yep.
We haven't had production at the receiver position at all, and we got a lot of young guys, so their development is going to be key for us to do anything, at least for us to get to that next level.
Yeah, and
so
of course,
it definitely has to be him.
His relationship with Jalen Reagor already, we know about that. Now it's about can he press those right buttons for everyone else to put them in the right spot, help develop them, that player development that we talk about a lot with basketball and even in football, to see if he can help those guys become better players to make things easier for Carson Wentz when they're out there.
Absolutely.
I like that.
And on defense, I'm gonna have to go with Bills. It has to be Jalen. The Green Goblin got to show up. I personally think he will. I think that he's finally in a position. This is something that he's been grooming him for since he got here, when they drafted him. And I think it's now put up or shut up time. I think he's going to quiet a lot of people down, but if you don't go Mills, there's something wrong. It has to be him. He has to show up. I'm not really worried about Maddox as much. I think the last call I said Maddox. To me, with Jalen Mills being there and the way they do this defense with flaming on the other side, I see a lot of double coverage. I see a lot of, and we run heavy three safety sets.
Yeah.
I definitely see Slay taking away one side and then a combination of those three safeties and Maddox on the other side, blanketing probably the number one. I wouldn't mind seeing Slay or number two when we blanket the number one.
Yeah, man.
Which is something Schwartz has done in the past. So.
Yeah, so I think we are going to see man when it comes to Darius Slay, because he's that good. He can take away that one guy, and we'll see what happens on the other side. Where does that help come from? And certainly Jalen Mills plays a big part in that. The other part here for me too, D, is what's he going to do when it's time to move up in the box like Malcolm Jenkins would do? Can Mills do that? We know he likes to be physical, and he's not afraid of sticking his nose in there. But can he hold up? Yeah. Constantly being, you know, it's one thing to tackle guys down the field because he has to stop a reception. It's another thing to tackle those tight ends, those running backs that get loose in the middle and still hold up and be successful for the remainder of the game for Jalen Mills. So I'm interested to see how that goes
right.
As well. Yep. But
yeah, here's the name. Here's the two names. I remember we kept these safeties with Rudy Ford and Epps. These are both dudes that can play, they have versatility. They can play, also play in the box. And play out and play center field. So I wouldn't I personally see a lot of rotation with one of those safeties and Mills going in and out of the box.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try me out of it.
Yeah.
And keep him center field.
And the other thing is also whenever Will Parks comes back, how much does he help in there as well? Yeah, you know it. Real quick, man, real quick, can you give us your Super Bowl prediction on the way out?
Super Bowl prediction. I'm going to go Ravens. I think their defense is crazy, yep. And their offense with another year of those receivers, they just want to step up a notch. NFC. I would love to say my birds. I just don't think we have enough this year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go. I'm going back and forth between the Saints and the Bucks.
All right.
But I'm going to go Saints.
All right. You got it, man. Listen, thanks, man. Appreciate it, D. He goes with the Saints. Really appreciate it. Hey, guys, on hold. Hang on. When we come back, we got 25 minutes commercial free, but we are going to have Barrett Brooks on for a couple of minutes to talk about the season, give us his thoughts on everything and where he feels the team is, the offensive line, the team overall, and how they're going to compete in the NFC in general. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10. Barrett Brooks on the other side right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.